Hello, hi, welcome to another Chesser Pod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Tonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chesser Pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chesser Pod. I am Joy Pandey. This time around, I'm alone. But if you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday, we catch you up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular, that means you already know what time it is. It is Music Friday. So as usual, we start with some music news. This time, some very scandalous, very just all over the place news. Musician and producer Oselo Chico Twala, or you know him as Chico Twala, he was at the Radburg Magistrates Court just recently when his son Ulongwe Twala was set to make his first appearance. This is after he allegedly broke into his father's home while he was high on drugs, and he stole equipment worth over 200,000 rand. But he also, I spoke to a source by the court there, and he was like, there was more. It was not just studio equipment. It was air fryers. It was clothes that he sold, allegedly, we'll say that for now, that he sold. And he sold them for like fickle amounts of money. Like imagine selling like an amplifier for like 500 rand. You clearly don't know what's happening, and you're definitely high on some drugs. But anyway, he was at court, and just to finish some documents there, and we definitely had a chance to speak to him. He was saying that he would rather have Longwe locked up in jail than to have him loitering in the streets with his drug addiction, because obviously he's more likely to die in the streets than more in jail, right? I'm sure he can definitely find his way there in jail. And apparently, you know how people say jail, okare boarding school. Boarding school in the sense that, I mean, you get food, you can get education, you can get so much, and you can definitely try and get your life together. In terms of, can you actually really have a drug addiction in jail? That's a question for another day, but I doubt it. Because I think we know that cigarettes and stuff are being sold. I don't know if a drug addiction is really possible there. But anyway, he's saying that, his son is better off in behind bars than in the streets. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
Look, I knew, to be honest with you, when I was preparing to go to the U.S., while I had a meeting with them, I knew that Long Special will go astray. I knew it. So I spent about 2 hours talking to him. He was okay, looking good, very clean, you know? And when I came back, and then I found, you know, my stuff gone. I was really hurt. I was really hurting. And at this time, I said to myself, I'll find him. And wherever I found him, definitely, he must. I don't care. He must rot in jail. I don't care. He's my son, but I'd rather see him in jail than to see him suffer in the streets, stealing from people, stealing from me, you know. But when I came back on the 24th, I found that a lot of my stuff was missing. And he was not, he was nowhere to be seen. Then I decided enough was enough. I had to actually get him arrested. So that's what I did. Look, he stole a lot of stuff, you know. I mean, for me to mention the stuff that he stole, what I can say is the stuff he stole is worth more than 200,000, right? More than that. Well, the law must take its course. I mean, I wouldn't open a case if I didn't want him to be disciplined. He must know what he's doing is wrong. It's not the first time he does such things. It's not the first time. He's been doing this for years, and now it's time for him to take, discipline for his actions. One thing for sure, I want the law to take its course.
Well, that's, of course, Uchiko defending his son, Ulongwe. So, by the way, this case, Ulongwe, there's a lot to it, but he was not alone when he was in this act of stealing or high on drugs and trying to steal equipment. He was allegedly with his brother Usilio Jr., but Usilio had his charges dropped because he did not appear in court, and that was because of lack of evidence. So there's not enough evidence to say Ugusi, you know, he's somehow pinned to this case. But Longwe, with his previous conviction of shoplifting, has to now still appear in court. His case has been postponed to September 12th for bail application. And there's also investigations being underway or that are underway right now for obviously a statement, not obviously, but rather a statement to be obtained from the person who was allegedly in possession of the recovered stolen goods. In the meantime, he's seeking legal aid. I don't imagine that Uchiko will definitely step in to help him with that, of course, because his ploy is to still have his son behind bars. Well, there's that about that. On to some other music news, though. Amapiano singer Butle has postponed her European tour due to visa delay. Now, I guess it's because she doesn't travel much. But anyway, she has to postpone it. I think Amapiano, we all know Amapiano to the world. We have seen her travel various times. But it's also quite interesting how we always see an artist, mostly Amapiano artists, struggle with just paperwork and more especially visas. I think Udlala Thukzin also had some issues as well and had to postpone the tour. But I mean, it's just paperwork at the end of the day. So yeah, eventually it will get done and she will tour again. I don't know who to blame, but I think we're going to blame the team for now because it shouldn't be such, you know, a big deal. I think somebody should be willing to figure out how to get that done faster and not to postpone gigs. Right, that's that on that. Moving on to some other disheartening, sad news. We did announce two deaths, very unfortunate. So the country is very much in a mourning period. Firstly, with renowned poet Dr. Bishop Jessica Mbangeni having died on August 31st. The cause of death is not known. I don't imagine it will be revealed. I think the family is definitely trying to keep that part of her being laid to rest very much private, but a memorial service is said to be held at the Market Theatre today. So yes, it's basically a celebration of life. I love the fact that they've made it a beautiful thing. You know, it's themed, you know, traditional wear, just to, you know, remember her deep commitment to cultural heritage. Another death, as I mentioned, there were two. Broadcaster producer Thabiso Sekwane also died on August 31st. We really summed up Women's Month in a very, very tragic way. But still, as I mentioned, we're still celebrating their life regardless. She's also said to be laid to rest today, this Friday. There will also be a private ceremony held. And yet again, there's a theme for this one as well. No black allowed. It's African bright. So I'm sure we're going to see a lot of print, a lot of beautiful, just beautiful pieces there. It's mostly a celebration. We're not trying to be too sad about it. We're just trying to celebrate a person's life. But I did mention there's some music news element to this. DJ Fresh, who was the ex-partner to Uthabiso, as well as he's still the father of her children, has put out some music to honor the life of Uthabiso. Very unfortunate, but still we're finding a way to celebrate the lives of those that we lost. Actually, speaking of DJ Fresh, he did go online just literally on the day of Uthabiso's passing to kind of allude to what could have caused the death of Uthabiso, which was quite sudden. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
We are told it could have been a cardiac event. But what would have caused it, it hasn't been ascertained. So we await a post-mortem that will give everyone clarity, because it doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense to anyone how this would happen out of the blue. And we'll keep you updated on memorial and funeral plans. And as our firstborn son, YBF, said, Dad, I hope you're going to honor your gig bookings, because that's what mom would want. That's what mom would want. Just like she did when Wandi was born. Wandi is a 15-year-old. Wandi arrived a tad early, and I had a booking in Durban. And I remember being busy trying to cancel that booking. I was busy with my office trying to cancel that booking. And in between delivery, she's like, "When this baby pops, if this baby pops today, you will honor your booking." So YBF is on some, just make sure you honor Ma, make sure you represent, but please don't cancel the bookings. Still in two minds about it. So yeah, but yeah, she is gone.
Very unfortunate, but we're not trying to speculate. If he's saying it's a cardiac event, but we're still waiting for the postmortem, so we're not trying to say that is a fact. But as he mentioned, he's still trying to be in high spirits because that's exactly what Thabiso would have wanted. Keep working, you know, and I guess that's why he also released music in her honor as well. Well, that's that on that. On to some lighter news, though. Polygamist, popular polygamist and reality TV star Mosam Seleku is saying polygamy is not just about money. To a certain extent, I agree. To a certain extent, I disagree. But before I get into my opinion, let's have a listen to what he had to say.
Kota lesibindi anaso lo muntu abanaso. So that is why amakhosikazi awehlala kuma townhouses intombi zabo because abakwazi ukuziveza ekhaya. Kanti lo muntu lo has nothing to lose but akanayo imali. Unesibindi kuphela. So uthi ngesibindi sami ngizoya ngaso kokhuluma nabantu noma nonkosikazi wami ukuthi akavume ukuthi ngizoba nesithembu. Uyabona imali ayikwenza ukuthi ube nesithembu. That is why bexova udaka labantu abanemali osomathenda abasoze baba nesithembu ngoba benemandla. Imali izobalekelela ekutheni bamanage isithembu. Kusho ukuthi kufanele kube isibindi sakho kuqale esisebenza ngaso esikwazi ukwenza ukuthi ube nesithembu. Kuyimake imali lonayo ikusebenzele kutheni ube nesithembu. Noma ungaba ne-amount engakanani yemali. But if ungenaso isibindi, kukhohlwa, you can't have isithembu.
Right. My opinion when it comes to this, I'm two ways about it. One is the fact that, I mean, first of all, I'm very open to a polygamous marriage or relationship. It's pretty much a marriage. I'm very much open to that idea. But for me, having gotten a taste of what it's really like, I genuinely feel like you gotta have some coin because the demands, especially if your wives have children, there's so much that you really need to contribute to. I mean, if we're going to be realistic about it, if you think of one household with two parents, or rather a wife and a husband, just, you know, just one couple, there's a lot that goes into, like, there's a lot of financial strain that goes into that. Also, depending on, you know, whether the wife is working or whether the husband is working, there's always money involved when it comes to relationships. So for him to say that polygamy does not necessarily need money, I guess he's maybe saying it, or rather the way that I understand it, is the fact that it doesn't necessarily need money. Like, you don't have to be a billionaire in order to make it happen, but you definitely need money because every relationship is taxing. We all know. You breathe, you say hello, you video call, you're taking already 1,000 out. You Uber to your person's place. And imagine how many places you'll have to move to if you're in a polygamous relationship, because I don't imagine we're staying in one house. So, but I hear his point. He's obviously speaking from a point of experience. Me having tasted a little bit of what it is, I really genuinely feel like, because also relationships really are taxing financially, let's not lie, it needs some money. Not, maybe you don't have to be a billionaire, but it definitely needs money. Now, how dare I say that I have music news and not even mention the trending story of the week in music right now, which is the saga with DJ Maphorisa. Something Soweto, Mass Music. Come on, like, Okay, let me give you some background in case you've been living under a rock. So this week, a song by Mass Music, Lord Wheezy, as well as Star Quality and DJ Maphorisa was released. The song is called Amalanga Awafani. And what's interesting is the fact that even when it dropped, we all knew the song already because it's been in high rotation from clubs to we've just been hearing the song already. So, but anyway, it's finally released and now we get to really hear it. And now Or Something Soweto was not credited in the song and we all know the song because of the voice, his infamous, just mellifluous vocals that are on this track that kind of not makes the track, but really contributed quite a lot to the track. It caused a stir with him having shared a heartbroken, that shared that he's heartbroken with him not being credited. Of course, there's a whole different conversation regarding how they were able to get away with releasing the song without his knowledge. But DJ Maphorisa went live and said, no, don't attack me, don't cancel me, or even if you cancel me, actually, I'll be able to come back into this industry, it doesn't matter. But the person who's wrong here is Something Soweto. It's not me, DJ Maphorisa, the person who's been known to be the exploiter of this industry and gatekeeper. It's not me, it's Something Soweto. Something Soweto is the one in the wrong because he wants to own the masters of the song. But the song was recorded in my home. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
So now, the problem became when we want to drop the song, right? So now Something Soweto says he wants the master share. So, okay, sharp. Master Share Okonahali, you get it, because of Mass Music is under my label, New Money Gang, right? Mass Music is under New Money Gang. So he's my artist, right? So when you're an artist, you can't own, when you're an artist, when you're assigned to a label, you can't own masters. The label owns the masters. That's the law. It's in the contract. That's it. It's on paper and stuff, right? So Mass Music can't drop that song now on the label because of Something Soweto, Onyaka, Master Share, right? Then, at first, I didn't want to give the Master Share, whatever, whatever. But now I'm seeing where time is going and you guys want the song and the song is hot and stuff. So now I came to decision, okay, sharp.
Well, first of all, two ways about what he has to say. Yes, Maphorisa, I feel, first of all, he sounds like a tyrant. The way that he speaks sometimes, I just feel like I really feel like he could be the wrong one. But without speculating, or Something Soweto, I've also heard so much about him, you know, in the corridors, in the streets, about how he's not as humble as we would want him to be. I mean, his voice is nice. His voice is amazing. He sounds like, you know, this very down-to-earth guy. But looking back at his career, it might not be that. So I really feel like there is something Something Soweto really does owe us something. He owes us an explanation. Because I found it very interesting. And obviously during this entire debacle, an interview, Yaga Sipostole, Native Rhythms record label owner, it resurfaced when he was explaining how Something Soweto left the soil. Let's have a listen to what he said, just for context.
We signed all four of them. Signed all four of them. When we were down to eight songs that we had done, some girl calls me, hey, Babustole, you know, I've got this other group, but also me, you know, I'm happening, you know.
I'm the Beyonce of this. I'm the Beyonce here.
I'm happening in this group.
No group without me.
I mean, him and I have Sisko Lele, and he says
history.
I must tell you the truth. Yeah,
yes,
he says he was young, you know.
Yeah. Yes.
He says I'm happening, so I am the soil, but I'm also not the soil. Okay, what do you mean, some girl? No, I want to have a separate contract.
Wow.
Yeah, as me.
Well, I think, as I mentioned, I think this whole story is unfinished it's pretty much, there's so much layers to it. I think Something Soweto has to shed light. I know he definitely does not really like the media or to speak much because he's been bashed quite a lot throughout his career. But I think there's also some underlying truth to just really his character being questioned and his attitude and the fact that he does not really understand the business of the music industry. He has to come out to say, actually, no, I do understand. And this is why he feels he deserves to get the masters of the song. Well, allegedly, that's what he's asking for. right? Well, yeah, Maphorisa, of course, as usual, will come out and speak and speak and speak. But at this point, Mass Music has to speak. I think I need more clarity on really the ownership of the song. I think we all really deserve that. But that's that on that. And it's definitely a developing story because I'm sure Maphorisa is going to pull another one. I'm very sure that Something Soweto is going to pull another one. I know now he's very active on Twitter, so I'm really just there, just waiting while trying to get a hold of him because you all know what the chat is about that. Anyway, moving on to some other news. Makazi channeled Rihanna this week for her Miracle Child album cover. And did she not? I mean, the reactions there are quite mixed. Some people were like, why are you stealing Rihanna's, you know, album cover inspiration? What is it? Is it inspiration or copying? Apparently it's trash. I mean, she went as far as copying the hairstyle. I mean, she's nude there. It's pretty much a proper reenactment of the album cover. Yeah, I got Rihanna. And Rihanna's unapologetic album, which was obviously released years ago when she was still in her Bad Girl Riri era. Not that she's not right now, but hey. So Makazi is pretty much showing us that she's also in her Bad Girl era. While she, you know, there's so much that is happening in her life, from, you know, SARS issues, Mashonisa issues, she's now taken, you know, she's made lemonade out of lemons. All the issues, or rather saga, drama, whatever, everything that is happening in her life, she's turning that into music, right? Or just making, as I said, lemonade from the lemons that life has thrown at her. She's addressing all of that. But what I find interesting is that there's polygamy also, miscarriages that she's addressing. There's an entire podcast conversation that we definitely need to sit down with her to chat about the stuff that she's decided to have on the album, or to unpack on the album, the stuff that she's going to be talking about. It's quite interesting. And I wonder, I think she has, if I'm not mistaken, in fact, I will not even say what I was mistaken about before I really say something that could get us on the wrong side of the law. We'll move on. Somebody who's on the wrong side of the law right now, he is in hot water for allegedly assaulting his partner, is Ukhozi FM presenter Siya Mhlongo. He assaulted his boyfriend. Jeez. I mean, this week, guys, it's been quite hectic. So a video of Siya telling his partner he does not want to go with him circulated on social media. It's alleged that Siya assaulted his partner with a bottle of Savannah. Ya bona le bottle ya Savannah. I won't lie, I've actually hit somebody with a bottle of Savannah before, and that's why we don't drink Savannah anymore. Okay, but it's definitely hard. And yeah, you can definitely get hurt with that bottle. It's very thick, it's very just, yeah, it won't break, it will definitely hurt. But anyway, sources close to the couple suggested that they had have not been seeing eye to eye for numerous reasons, one of them being infidelity. Interesting the story gets. A source, if I can quote, said that Siya wanted to break up with his partner as things were not going, well, they were not smooth sailing like before. Lack of trust played a big role in their relationship. Well, if somebody does not want you child, why ain't you just leaving the man alone? Can we pause for that question? Let us pause for that question, because honestly, if somebody, why are you still trying to be with the person? Well, apparently, or rather, Ukhozi FM has now switched off the mic on Siya amid all of these allegations. They have, they are set to pull the presenter off air from air because of all these allegations with the beer bottle. Sources said SABC management decided to temporarily remove Mhlongo from the lineup pending the investigations. Assault is a very big thing. And as we all know, we don't take that lightly, because why the hell would we do that? Yeah, I really hope just the law takes its course and whoever's wrong just gets brought to book. Yeah, just that on that. I'm going to wrap it up with an interesting one. Sir Trill just recorded a hip hop track. What? So we all know that Sir Trill, the Amapiano sensation, as we know him now, as the hit maker in the Amapiano scene, he has, of course, in previous or recent occasions, spoken about his record label woes and suggested that he is being exploited or has been exploited. People are gatekeeping him. He's not able to maneuver. That's why he hasn't dropped the album that he was meant to drop in so long. Amid all of this, and amid the Something Soweto issue as well, he went and recorded a hip-hop track. He recorded a hip-hop track with rapper Flex Rabanyani. I just want y'all to go out there and have a listen to it. If it's not out, find it. There's a live somewhere where he's in studio and he's rapping. And it's like, okay, we all know that Sir Trill was a rapper prior to being an Amapiano sensation. But now we're getting a taste of what it sounds like or what he sounds like as a rapper in 2024 after having shot to stardom through Amapiano. Now he's a rapper. Shout out to him, not giving up, first of all. But I really wonder, you know, how it's going to unfold. If we're going to get more hip-hop music from him, will we still get Amapiano, you know, the likes, the works. But glad to see him in studio. Can't wait for the song to drop. Well, we leave it at that. We wrap it up with some good news, which is new music, and somehow, you know, picking up yourself from the dust. But that's been it for this edition of The Chisapod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at ChisAlive. This Chisapod is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Boo. So I've been your host, Solo Joy Mpande. Until next time, it's goodbye for now.